Let's get to business now with Kim Savage. Kim.
Thanks, Corin. Ata Maria, good morning. Coming up in today's program, Westpac hangs on to its place in its parent stable. Firmer regulation of buy now, pay later anticipated. And we'll have the latest from the financial markets. Westpac is turning its mind to other challenges. Now the sale of the New Zealand business has been ruled out by its parent. Westpac Australia's confirmed it will not sell its New Zealand assets after a review found it's not in the best interests of shareholders. Meanwhile, the bank's under pressure from the Reserve Bank to increase its cash holdings and to get two independent reports to address concerns about its compliance with liquidity rules. The acting chief executive of the New Zealand Bank, Simon Power, says Westpac's already working to meet the Reserve Bank's requirements, but is giving priority to ensuring its customers are well catered for.
Look, we're going to be working through that prioritisation, but at the top of the pile of those prioritisations is making sure that our customers enjoy the best experience they can with us and that we're working together with them to be stronger in the partnerships, both in business and in their home lives that they're looking to make.
So a vote of confidence, I guess, in the operation of the New Zealand business, I guess that's a relief to all of you.
It's nice to have certainty and really pleased to hear that the group's decision affirms the quality of Westpac New Zealand as a business owner.
Simon Powell there talking to Nona Peltier. And Simon Powell says changes to Westpac's offerings to customers will be made in the weeks and months ahead. New Zealand's economic recovery from the pandemic is leading the Asia-Pacific region, outpacing even the global powerhouses of China and Japan. The Asia-Pacific chief economist for global ratings agency S&P, Sean Roche, sees strong fiscal and monetary policy, as well as confidence in public health measures, are driving the recovery through increased domestic consumption. The ratings agencies projected the country's GDP growth to normalise next year to pre-pandemic levels of around 2.8% after being boosted by government policy to 4.6% in 2021.
New Zealand is clearly leading the pack at the moment. If we look at, you know, output relative to where it was before the pandemic began, New Zealand is now 2.5% above where it was in late 2019. Now, China and Taiwan, the domestic economy is still a touch weak in both of those places. New Zealand has, you know, fairly balanced growth in the sense that both exports and domestic consumption have done quite well. So New Zealand is, frankly, a leader of the regional recovery at the moment.
And that's Sean Roche there from global ratings agency S&P. Buy now, pay later services are likely to attract greater regulatory attention as they grow in popularity. A report by the price comparison site Finder shows spending using the payment method grew by about half in March, the March quarter, compared with the same period a year ago. These services allow consumers to buy goods on credit and pay off their debt incrementally. However, unlike other forms of credit, they're not covered by the Credit Contracts and Consumer Finance Act. Finder Money specialist Kevin McHugh says he expects regulators will take a look at these services as they make it easy for consumers to rack up debt and late fees.
I think the late fees, and especially the late fees in relation to the cost that people are spending. So I think as we point out in our report, you can spend as little as $100, but you end up getting $50 as much in late fees, which is, you know, much higher than you get on a credit card or pretty much any other form of credit, short of, say, a short-term loan, for example. So I think that there is that kind of the high potential cost and the debt and the possibility for people to get into an unmanageable level of debt fairly quickly is definitely something that can be attracting the interest of regulators.
Finder's Kevin McHugh says there needs to be greater education about how buy now, pay later services actually work. Time for a look around the markets. On this Friday, Wall Street, the main indices, up at record levels this morning. Investors digesting the latest economic data about jobs, showing a drop in new unemployment filings. And we've also seen President Joe Biden's agreement on infrastructure with senators, and that's given these main indices a boost. The Dow Jones climbing 1%, both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ up 0.6% this morning. Our own top 50 index rose less than half a point in trading yesterday. It starts today at 12,587. On the currency front, the New Zealand dollar at 70.6 US cents, 93.1 Australian, 50.7 pence, 0.592 euro, 78.3 yen and 4.57 yuan. Brent crude oil at just over 75 US a barrel and gold steady at 1,777 US dollars an ounce. That's business for now. I'll be back with more from the markets at 8:30.